Say, put away lying. See what happened? Husband and wife start lying to each other, shading the truth, telling little white lies, not being honest. You know, I told y'all that time CeCe asked me to do something for her. It had a time that I had to do it about 5 o'clock. And I got busy and I didn't mean to forget, but I forgot. And I was on my way home and I stopped at a stop sign and remembered. I said, oh no, I forgot to do what she told me to do today. And then I thought immediately what was gonna happen when I stepped in the house. I said, CeCe gonna be so upset. And I'm gonna tell you, there's a little devil in my car. All right. Little devil came right in the car. He take advantage of all kind of little opportunities he have. He said, just tell her a lie. I said, okay, what I'm gonna tell her? He said, tell her this. And I thought, I said, she ain't gonna believe that one. So he gave me another one. He gave me another, and I thought about that. I said, well, you could just say this, tell her this. He said, nah, she ain't gonna believe that. And you got any more? The devil will help you sin. So then the Holy Spirit, because God always makes a way of escape out of every temptation, then the Holy Spirit spoke up and said, just tell her the truth. He said, didn't you put on the belt of truth this morning in your devotion time? I put on the belt of truth. Glory to God. I got the armor of God, the full armor on, and was getting ready to unstrap it and lay it down for a moment, go tell that lie, and then step back into that belt of truth again. He said, just tell her the truth. I said, okay, Lord. I said, but Lord, she's going to be upset. This is really important to her. Tell her the truth. So I went in the house, I said, okay, I got my belt of truth on, tell the truth, be honest. I walked in, I said, CeCe, I said, what you asked me to do today, I forgot. I just forgot. I'm so sorry. She said, oh, it's okay, you can do it tomorrow. I said, what? I mean, fingernails didn't pop out. You know, the claw didn't come out. Not that she have any, but I'm talking about your claws. I ain't talking about hers. I'm talking about them claws that pop out of your hand when you can't handle it. When you can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. Toenails pop out. Some of y'all mean. Say, all right, I'll get him tonight. And you rush, take them toenails and scratch that mane up all night long. The mane look like he got like a been sleeping with a cat. I ain't gonna never get through these principles if y'all don't stop. Huh? First one, you gotta keep the belt of truth on. Be honest with your mate. Live honestly with people. If you tell the truth, you ain't got to remember that lie you told. You know, if you tell the truth, it's still the truth 2 weeks from now. You tell a lie, you might not can remember what you said 2 weeks ago. What lie I told her? 2 weeks ago? I know what the truth is, but what was that lie I told her? Listen, you'd be better off just tell the truth, put it out there, just lay yourself in the hands of the Lord. Just throw yourself on God's mercy and just tell the truth. That's what that scripture say. Put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. We are members one of another. Especially if you're husband and wife, you're definitely members of one another. Tell the truth. All right, the second principle. Be angry and don't sin. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. All I'm going to tell you this is this. Don't let your anger last. Don't stay angry for weeks and months at a time over something. He actually said, be angry, be upset, but don't sin. Don't let it lead you. Don't fall into sin because you got mad. Some people get mad with their mate and go out and sleep with somebody or go out and take drugs. Yeah. Their anger led them into further sin. I tell you what, she'll treat me like that. I'm mad. I tell you, I know how I'm going to get back. Now you're sinning. He said, be angry and don't sin. Get mad, get upset. Be honest, say, look, I'm upset about this. Then find a place of peace in your heart and forgive. Okay, that's the second principle. Number three, neither give place to the devil. That means don't allow the devil to work in your life. That means keep him unemployed. When it comes to you as a believer, the devil ought to be in the unemployment line. Actually, the word in Hebrews 2:2-14 says that Jesus destroyed him that had the power of death, that is the devil. The word destroy means to make inoperative. It means to unemploy. It means to make of none effect. So when I saw that word unemployed, I kind of skipped over and said, that don't make no sense to me. How are you unemployed, the devil? No, for every believer, the devil ought to be unemployed. That when he come around you wanting to work, looking for work, you ought to say, ain't no work here. Go back in the unemployment line. Because you have the authority to say no. You have the authority to choose life and blessing. You have the authority to reject the curse and death and to tell Satan no. And the scripture tells us to resist him, rebuke him, bind him, cast him out, trample him underneath your feet. I even found a scripture in Psalms that you can push him down. Just push him out the way. I done slid him aside a lot of times. Just get out the way. Keep him in the unemployment line. When he wants to work in your life and he has to offer you suggestions and he wants you to do things, say, nope, I'm not doing that. You ain't working here. So you can't give him a job. Don't let him have a job in your life. God has given you the authority to keep him out of your life, out of your situation, out of your circumstances, but you got to fall in love with Jesus so that he can keep on supplying to you the light that you need to recognize him when he comes. Amen. Right? So if you try to throw Jesus out, then, you know, ain't nothing going to be nothing but darkness there because Jesus is the light. And when he's manifesting in your life, he'll manifest light to expose all the works of the devil. And wherever he's trying to work, say, nope, I forbid you to work here. You're unemployed. Jesus destroyed you. That means he made you inoperative against a believer. Amen. Now, if you out there living in the world, it's just like a few weeks ago, we had a girl that drove up here who was demon possessed. And a boyfriend was part of the problem, because he was doing drugs with her and sleeping with her. And she ran over to the car wash over there, and four of us trying to hold this girl down. And I started speaking to that spirit. I said, Satan, in Jesus' name, come out of her. And she opened her eyes, and I couldn't see nothing but black. It had no whites, nothing but blackness. It was the devil. And then he jumped in. That's right, Satan. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. That's right, devil. Come out of her in Jesus' name. He messed the whole thing up. So then I just got quiet. I said, call an ambulance. Let them come get her. She on drugs. She high. She got the devil in her. And let them pick them up and take her somewhere. Because she was out of control. She was walling on the ground, rolling around. So the young man came back over here. Mr. Daniels was with me. So we had the young man who was talking to him. He had a lot of scripture, a lot of hidden knowledge. So in the way of the conversation with minister, he said, I knew she had a devil need to be cast. I said, look, you mess things up. I said, when somebody is dealing with somebody demonically oppressed, I said, you need to keep your mouth shut. I said, you can't sleep with the devil then try to cast him out. Didn't I tell him that? I said, you sleeping with this girl, now you're going to try to cast the devil out of her, and you part of the reason why the devil in her? Amen. I said, you just need to stay out the way. Get on back out the way. Amen. Lester Sumrall told a story about a woman that they were ministering to in their church. This woman had a devil, and so they took her to this little room where they were going to pray for her, and this woman's husband came in, and he said, Satan, come out in the name of Jesus. We're fasting to cast you out. That's what he said. And he said that little woman was sitting there, And said, a big man's voice came about and said, you haven't fasted. You haven't fasted. So Lester Sumrall, he said, ask the lady. He said, did your husband fast? Said, no, he ate a walloping breakfast this morning. That's what the lady said. He said, you get on out of here. The devil knows you lied. So that's why you got to be honest. Neither give place to the devil. Keep the devil out your marriage. Don't let him work. Keep him unemployed. When he come around wanting to talk to you and wanting to give you ideas, I'm going to tell you, he is the worst marriage counselor ever known. He don't know how to have unity. He knows nothing about peace. He knows nothing about the joy of the Lord. He knows nothing about God's blessing. And if you're going to let him counsel you through your ungodly friends, child, if I was you, well, just say, look, you're not me. You need to be quiet if you ain't going to give me something from the Lord. If you can't give me a word from God, keep your mouth shut. That'll shut up a lot of that counsel you're getting. And I'll say another thing about your associations. If you're married, you can't have all your best friends being single who fornicating. Men, when you get married, it's you and your wife. It ain't you and your boys no more. I ain't saying you got to break relationship. I ain't talking about that. I'm just saying that you can't choose your friends over your husband or your wife. I've seen it too many times where you have a woman that all of her friends is single girls who are out in the clubs sleeping around. And then she listening to their conversation about, I was with this one on this weekend. Child, I'm be with this one on next weekend. Let me tell you how he did. And you sitting there and you looking at the old fella sitting over there in the rocking chair and he's got bean juice on his shirt. He got a paper up in front of him. He done worked hard, he tired, he done in the recliner now. And she talking about this guy come in chiseled weighing 190 pounds and he got a six pack, he got an eight pack. And you look at him and he got a pot belly.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Hey.